I love being on YouTube and I love recording and I love all of that. But sometimes it really, really sucks. I've debated recording this because you shouldn't feed the trolls, but I know a lot of people want to record and become YouTubers or ASMRists, whatever you fucking say. So, recording is so gratifying and satisfying. You get so much out of it. Smiles and laughs and warm feelings, but there is a bad side. There is a really bad side. People can become a little focused. Now, I've never hidden the fact that I also record erotic audio. And I don't know if it is what attracted this particular troll, but they are fucking persistent. If you've ever had unwanted attention in the real world, you can kind of get an idea of how it feels. But it's kind of worse. It is worse in a way on the internet because you don't know where they're coming from. If anyone is on my subreddit or anyone on my Twitter, they will see that I've had a burst of messages from a troll. It's unpleasant. So I thought I would be honest with anyone who wants to record, or just honest with anyone. It can actually affect you in real life. I was an idiot and I used a username as a name on a messenger app. I know, it was dumb as hell. It was found and, bombarded. This particular troll has a specialty of creating new accounts. So I had to delete it. Now, I am the first to admit that I am irrational when it comes to this sort of thing, because I've had a history of this kind of attention. It can escalate. And that's a real risk that you have to deal with. It can also be a little bit scary. Now, I'm not saying this for pity, not saying it for you to feel sorry for me. I'm saying it so you have a real idea of what people who post, and it happens to men as well. It's not all sunshine and roses. It's not all happy messages. It's not all glowing feedback. There is a real vein of dark negativity that can make you feel very vulnerable. That can make you rather irrational. It's not the first experience I've had, but I guess I am reacting badly because of previous experiences. So what can you do to safeguard yourself, not only as a recorder, but just generally in real life? Don't use usernames as, okay. Do not use your recording usernames as usernames on any messaging app, any social media. If you do, be prepared that they will find you there. This guy found me online. He found me on, well, obviously my Twitter is posted everywhere. My Reddit is everywhere. So be aware, if you share a username, there are search functions, they will find you. So best not to use the same name. 2, be very wary about having the same picture on any account. Google reverse image search is a thing. Use different pictures or use an avatar, just on the safe side. On Reddit and YouTube, deleting comments is your friend. Banning people from your channel is your friend. You don't have to leave comments up, and it's better that you don't. Reacting, I know this is kind of a public reaction, but I am a hypocrite. Answering comments only feeds the troll. It encourages them, because what they want is attention, to know that they're affecting you. Delete all comments. Next, before you delete an account, a username, a collection of audios, don't. Take a step back and breathe. I have been there. Like I said, I've been dealing with this sort of thing for a long time. And every time I've deleted, I've regretted it a lot. A whole lot. So take a couple of days away. Look at everything that you've recorded, all the good reaction you've got. And just wait. I think, are we on 5 now? I think we're on 5 or 4. I can't count. Report the fuckers. Wherever you can, report them. On Reddit, on YouTube, everywhere. It's not okay. It's not right. And the majority of the time, these trolls are... they're pathetic individuals, and losing their accounts is what they deserve. In some instances, these individuals are more malicious, more dangerous, and that's another reason to report them. Ban them. Report them. Every time they come back, report them. 6 or 5. Be prepared that it's not going to end. That's a tough one. In a perfect world, you could report a troll and they're gone. They've disappeared and life goes on and it's a fairy tale, but it's not a fairy tale. I've been dealing with this for years, and some of the vitriolic spleening, yeah. there might come a point where you have to be honest and ask if it's worth it. And that's an individual decision that only you can make. But I urge you to take a look at all of the positive sides. So, be safe. Be cautious. But don't let trolls stop you. It's okay to step away for a bit. It's okay to take a break. But you recorded for a reason. And it would be a real shame if a troll stopped you doing that. Thank you for listening. And thank you for being you and wonderful.